Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bobby Marks, the front office insider for ESPN. Grizzlies have a pseudo-playoff game tonight against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Bobby joins us now. Bobby, which team do you have more faith in today, the Grizzlies or the Timberwolves?
Oh, man, like that question kind of changes every day. I mean, it really does. I mean, I thought 2 weeks ago I had a little more faith in Minnesota, and then they kind of go into Milwaukee and, you know, get outscored, I think, by 27 in the fourth quarter. And then certainly where Memphis was a few weeks ago, and now they've rattled off three wins in a row. I mean, I don't have much faith with any of those teams in that 3-8 range at all, just because, as you guys know, it's so volatile. As far as, you know, you get, for example, Golden State last night loses to San Antonio at home, and then they go from basically a top four, top five team to now 7 in the play-in here. I do think playing at home helps, but Minnesota is certainly a wild card based on you could get the Minnesota that we saw last year, or you could certainly get the Minnesota team that's has stumbled at times this year.
What do you make, Bobby, of the hand that's been dealt Tuomas Ysalo in terms of we know he's not just another guy, right? We've seen the reporting how highly he was thought of in Europe. We've even seen it reported here locally that, you know, at one point the Wizards are coming to him and saying, do you want this as a head coach? And he's turning it down. And so highly thought of, you've brought him in. We get it to modernize the offense. And maybe at one point and during the season, Taylor's looking at you as a threat to his job. Just what have you made of this situation and Ysalo and the way he sort of performed so far in it?
I think the Miami game last week, I think it was last week, kind of told a lot about because, listen, you already had lost 3 in a row, and that thing could have gone one way or another.
Yep.
And you could not have afforded to lose a fourth game in a row. And the ability, I think you learn a lot about a coach, the ability to kind of keep the locker room together, which he has done, especially after taking over. And then, you know, I was saying this earlier, usually when an interim or, you know, head coach takes over after someone gets fired, usually you got a little bit of a soft spot of your schedule. And he had the Lakers, Boston, and Golden State as his three opponents. And then you've got at Miami and you've got to figure it out. I think that's the biggest thing. The big takeaway for me is certainly the coaching part of it, which he's, you know, certainly at a high level, but I think it's the ability to kind of keep your group together in a unique situation, you know, between that and certainly Denver. Like, we don't see, you know, you guys know, we don't see this happen when a coach is let go weeks before, unless it's a coach on a lottery team, weeks before the season of a team that is likely going to be in the playoffs here. So it's a rarity, and I think he's done a good job. Listen, I think certainly, you know, from an offensive standpoint, you know, it's kind of his bread and butter, but I think the ability to kind of get stops is important. Where you look at, you know, they have a lot of 108, 103, and 100 in their last three games. And if you're going to compete in the playoffs, you're going to have to get stops.
How important for him, Bobby, is buy-in from Ja? Whether it's right now, right, and making him feel good about a potential future for you. Yeah. I mean, like you said, you've got a job to pull this thing back together. That's one charge. Get it right before the playoffs. Oh, by the way, you just lost Jalen Wells. But we know, too, Ja in the small market, you know, franchise, small market city, how important he is, and his relationship with that coach is going to matter. How closely are you watching that relationship if you're in the Grizzlies front office?
I think you have to. I mean, I think that's an important, you know, especially with Ja, who's got, you know, 3 years left on his contract after this year. You have to have buy-in. You know, if you're marquee, unless you want to trade at the player, and which you probably don't want to do. Same with in Denver with Jokic. You know, like you gotta. If you're going to make a change and then you have an interim coach, and if you're going to go in a direction, if you're going to take that interim tag off, you're basically, you know, you have to have complete buy-in, whether it be from Ja or from Jaren, your core guys. Right. Because the one thing you don't want to do is have your you know, Zach choose, right? Like, you know, it would be easy for Zach to be like, hey, everybody's on board. Everyone is aligned here. You know, we're going to make him the full-time coach, you know, whenever this thing is over and everything. But yeah, I think it's extremely important, and you got to have buy-in from your core guys.
Every time I look up, Bobby, and watch the Lakers, I mean, it really doesn't matter. The only thing that I can think is this was so indefensibly stupid, and it somehow gets worse by the game. Like, is this just, I mean, this has to be in the conversation for worst sports transaction ever.
Well, I think we could probably do an hour show on this. I think there's all different layers to look at it. I think there's the layer of, okay, we didn't want to re-sign him to the Supermax. We're going to move off him and then put him to, you know, see what we can get the most, you know, let's see what we can get the most out of anyone. And then there's the direction they took, and they basically kind of zeroed in on Lakers and said, no, you know, this is who we want, AD, and I guess Max Christie and another pick. And I, you know, I did the exercise earlier in the week where we basically, it was a hypothetical exercise. We says, what happens if he was available to all 28 teams or 29 teams? Yep. What could you have gotten, right? And even I use the Lakers as an example. I'm watching last night. I'm like, could you have gotten Austin Reaves as part of this at least too, you know? Like, you know, could you have gotten two more first and stuff? And I think, listen, hey, we can scrutinize about trading him, right? Rightfully so, 25, five-time All-NBA. And then there's the other part of scrutinizing as far as saying, like, what else could you have gotten besides, you know, just Anthony Davis? Because lining those two guys up together, they're not close. You know, Luka's a top five player, and AD's probably a top 20 player. And you saw it last night, right? Like, you saw the difference between the two guys. One can just take over a game like Luka did in the first quarter. And then the other guy, you know, listen, Anthony has an impact defensively. But, you know, a pedestrian, I don't know what he had, 12, 13 points last night.
Yeah.
Bobby, with Houston and this, I mean, you have to give Ime Udoka a ton of credit. But obviously their front office has made great decisions in terms of their rise. I mean, we look at Houston – frankly, here in Memphis, Bobby, and we say that should be us. Yeah. You know, we've kind of blown it here. We've stayed stagnant now, injuries and jobs, some of that. Steven Adams' loss was huge, you know it. But just what have you made of what Houston has done? And are they like, it feels like OKC is here to stay?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Houston, I think you could say that, hey, listen, like, we should be where Houston is. Houston had to go through a lot of pain for 3 years after Harden, right? And they did it. They've done a terrific job drafting. With, you know, whether it be Thompson or Eason or, you know, Green, Sengun, like, they have a core group there. Dylan certainly gives them, and you guys know this, a competitive advantage, good or bad. You know, and then certainly Fred, and then you have, you've got some of the veterans there too. Houston is interesting to me because I don't know if they know any better,
right?
Which is a good thing or a bad thing. You know, when we get to the playoffs, and they're so... they're volatile in a good way, and then they're sometimes volatile in a bad way. Like, so, like, you could lose a playoff game based on maybe a guy gets teed up at the end of a game, or there's a fight breaks out or something like that. So, but, man, they are talented, and they play like their head coach, which is a major edge. I think they feel disrespected because everybody's talking about, you know, Lakers and Golden State, and, you know, we'll probably talk about who would you rather face, Houston or the Lakers, and probably everyone would say Houston there. But I do think they're dangerous. I think they haven't even hit their upside, their, you know, the maximum as far as where this roster is going to be. I mean, they got that Phoenix pick, man. Like, I looked at the standings this morning. That thing's at 9 right now. I mean, can you imagine, you know, and it's going to be a good player they add too, and they've got a lot of flexibility as far as what they do. But, yeah, it's going to be a good because they struggled when they played at the Lakers a few weeks ago. If they're not making shots, it's going to be hard. That's the biggest thing. If Jalen Green's off and they're not making shots and Dylan's taking 8 threes and things go a little bit sideways, they're certainly beatable there.
You know, one of my hot takes, Bobby, here at local radio when Taylor got fired was, boy, they need a coach like Ime Udoka, right, that can help Ja in terms of taking him to the next level. Maybe the guy that brings in sort of his own culture, and as opposed to dancing with Ja, you know, you're holding him to a different account, you know, a sort of accountability that maybe he hasn't been held to. But then I had Danny Green on, your ESPN colleague, and to that sort of idea, whether it's, you know, an EMA type, it was, well, Jason, 12's going to be 12. Right. Essentially, yeah. John Wooden could be talking to him, you know, Phil Jackson could be talking to him, and it's not going to matter if he's listening. Are there just a handful of those types of coaches, Bobby? Does that even, you know, is that the fix here? Just your feel on those kinds of guys and whether they can grow and mature a player.
Well, I mean, and then there's also kind of like, you know, like, listen, you can say, hey, John, you know, maybe Mike Malone is a guy for him, right?
Another guy.
And then you can say, like, well, but then three years from now, like, it might get a little stale.
Absolutely, I could see it.
So it's so like with Ime, like, he's basically, he is who he is, right? Like, you know, that's, you know, and I'm not, and who knows where 3 years from now, maybe guys start to tune him out and stuff like that. And so, it's a hard balancing act because I think that the best coaches are the ones that hold guys accountable, but you got to hold them accountable without embarrassing the player.
Right.
Like that's the big, that's kind of the where you kind of, you know, draw the line in the sand there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is sort of a spinoff, but you know, we were talking about Luka earlier, Bobby, there was a sports book that posted odds on Ja Morant being traded. And it was actually they ascribed a 75% probability to Ja Morant being traded in the offseason. If you're the Grizzlies, do you not look at that Luka trade and say, man, you know, that wasn't even like public, like Luka didn't even really have any leverage in that, you know, and that return, you know, we could sit here and argue about it all day. It seemed underwhelming for what Luka was. So if you're the Grizzlies, like, it seems like trading Ja would be an absolute poison pill you wouldn't want to take until there's no other alternative.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and I think the one thing you don't want to do is create a circus. Like, you create a circus atmosphere, which is hard in this day and age. You know, Dallas and the Lakers did not, because it was basically kept a secret. If it ever got out, like, hey, we're going to entertain, you know, we're not going to trade them, but we're thinking, and we're going to put some calls in, and we're going to talk to a bunch of teams, and, like, you know, that good stuff gets out, and you don't want to lose the player. You don't want him to basically lose whatever leverage that you had. But I would say this, you know, I think the Luka trade has taught us all that, and it's probably good for some of these guys, that nobody really is untouchable, except for probably Jokic, I mean, and Giannis and Curry and, you know, guys, like, there's a handful of guys, Shea maybe in Oklahoma City, but you never know. I mean, you never know when a team gets tired of that player and they basically want to move off and there's contractual stuff here. But I do think it is eye-opening for some of these players who thought, my team would never trade me, right? I just signed a max. I'm in year one or two, but – you know, the Luka trade, as I said, kind of opened the eyes up for everyone. So I would say, listen, if you're in your Memphis and you're losing the first round, and I'm sure we'll hear Josh back. Listen, we're going to hear about Jokic. You know, like, right, if they lose in the first round, we'll probably hear, hey, you know, he's extension eligible. Why didn't he sign? And, you know, and that's just the kind of the nature of the beast here. But, you know, considering where they are, that would not be priority one. Priority one for me is, oh, man, I hope Jaren hits Supermax so I don't have to deal with, like, you know, the extension stuff. Because if he doesn't hit Supermax, you know, and I'm not saying you got to pay him the full amount. I don't know if he'll sign that the regular extension that was basically on the table last year. It's one more year. That's your primary focus, is kind of figuring that puzzle piece.
It just feels like, Bobby, and you've been in that seat, you've been in that office, but it feels like there is a different level of pressure now, an increased level certainly on Klieman, right? Because now with Taylor, once you've made this move, you can't say, well, Taylor Jenkins just wasn't the guy that could take us to the next level, and we got to go find him. This now, I mean, you look at, I know there's been this three-game winning streak, but since the trade deadline where you essentially stood pat, you had to use a first rounder, ship off Marcus Smart, acknowledge that mistake. You also move on from Laravia. You triple down on youth.
Yep.
I mean, it just feels like in his spot, there is an increased pressure. He's hit on these draft picks. Sure. We've lauded him, Bobby, for what he's done in the second round of the draft, but the trades, the free agency, and the acquisitions, right? It's that's been what he's missed so far in terms of trying to get it to the next level.
Well, I mean, listen, it's a huge calculated risk, especially the timing of it. He'll be judged how this. Listen, if they lose in the first round, but they lose in seven, like, you know, I'm not saying you're going to give him a pass, but you probably look at the roster a little bit compared to if you lose in four or five or something, you know, or something. You know, you're not a competitive. I would say this, you know, just because we went through it in New Jersey in 2004, we went to the NBA Finals 2 years in a row and fired Byron Scott the next year. But we did it at the 42-game mark when we were 500, and the locker room had basically kind of, you know, they basically kind of tuned him off. But we had 41 games to figure it out, and Lawrence was able to do that. But we still lost in the second round. But we considered it a basically kind of a good, somewhat of a good year based on where we were. Yeah. So, but that was 2004, man. We're 2025, where everything is magnified to its extent. And that's the risk when you do it and you basically have a 9-game sample and then the playoffs to basically kind of evaluate, you know, the rest of the season.
And then lastly, Bobby, Cooper Flagg, obviously everybody's going to want to get their hands on him. In terms of his star power, you know, he's already been a guy that's showed well against the best of the NBA as part of that select practice. Do you think he's a guy that comes in and establishes himself as a face of the league? I realize that's a big question. He's never played a game, but man, he just feels so advanced. Do you think he's that transformative in the league?
I do. I mean, and he's young too. He reclassed, you know, he should be a senior right now in high school. I just go back to, listen, I'm not on the road like our draft experts and all these college guys, but I saw him down here in Fort Myers, almost 2 years ago at the City of Palms Classic. This is when he was at Mount Vernon. That's Mount Vernon team was like, not Mount Vernon team, but to beat some college teams. I mean, what they had out there. And I thought as a 16-year-old that he could have played in the NBA right there.
Good grief.
And it's not what he could do offensively. It's what he can do defensively. I mean, like someone, a scout next to me had compared him a little bit to Kevin Garnett, just based on the ability to defend, his length and his intensity. And so I do think he has a chance to be really, really special. And it's going to be interesting who gets him. You know, maybe it'll be Houston at 9. You know, move up the standings there. Oh. That will certainly shake up a lot of things.
Yes, yes, it would. Bobby, man, you're the best.
Thank you
Thanks
so
for
much,
the time,
Bobby.
As always.
Great stuff.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Yep.
Talk to you.
Yep. He is Bobby Marks, Front Office Insider for ESPN. Interesting to hear. Because Bobby's usually a guy that's a little more measured, right? That's why I kind of wanted to throw that Cooper Flagg question at him. But he was like, yeah, he's going to be that guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances, MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.